Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. While we all eagerly await our retirement years, some go in better prepared than others. And preparing ahead of time will make a world of difference in your finances, your quality of life, and your peace of mind. So, to make sure you go in well prepared, I constructed a list with the help of GoBankingRates.com, and I cherry-picked some of their ideas, and I took some of those ideas that I encounter on a daily basis when advising clients. So let's get started. You know, just because there's a magical retirement age of 65 doesn't mean that you have to fit into what is expected. You want to ask yourself why you're retiring. Is it to launch into a life of leisure, or is it just that you're tired of what you've been doing for oh so many years? You know, I find that many people say they want to retire, but the act itself is complicated and can touch upon many issues, both financial and emotional. So some soul searching may be in order before you take this very important next step. What are you going to do in retirement? I talk to some who say, nothing, I'm going to play golf every single day. And I understand this desire to get out of the rat race and pursue a hobby, but retirement can be a very long period, and it seems an active person would grow bored within a few years. So, are there any other interests or hobbies that excite your imagination? You know, maybe visiting the country of your great-grandparents or sailing to exotic locations, taking a world tour, writing a book, or picking up the guitar again or the saxophone and forming a band. You know, why not? And if this is the way you're thinking, a little pre-planning is in order, and here are a few ideas. So whether you're pursuing a passion or looking for extra income, use the years leading up to retirement to start building the skills, resources, and professional network that you'll need in order to earn the additional income after you leave your current job. So, first of all, get organized. You know, the article suggests, and I quote, organization isn't just to make your life easier in retirement, it's also so loved ones can easily find documents in case of an emergency. But organization can go a long way to clear the mind of clutter, and mental clutter can be your biggest enemy. Also, you want to start mapping out a post-retirement budget. When you're working, you're getting a nice monthly paycheck and maybe some corporate perks, but all that goes away in retirement. So, where are your next paychecks going to come from? Do you have a pension? When should you take Social Security? How much can you spend of your savings to support your life and be sure your money will last? These are big questions, and while some are easy to answer, not all can be determined simplistically. So, consulting a good financial planner can help greatly in this stage of preparation. You know, the years leading up to retirement are when your income will likely be at its highest, so use this higher income to add to savings. Don't let salary raises lead to lifestyle inflation in these last years of work. Keep your budget in check and take a close look at your monthly expenses to identify what you can do without. This gradual approach will let you significantly cut your monthly expenses without feeling the shock of adjustment. And also, the money that you save will give you the added benefit of boosting your retirement nest egg as well. See, that makes a lot of sense. Also, carefully check your numbers, your retirement numbers, before you abandon the safety net of a regular paycheck. Some advisors recommend that you need roughly 10 to 12 times your final salary saved up before you start retirement. I think you're going to need more. I think you'll need more in line with maybe 15 or 20. But either way, the more the better. So use this time to really squirrel away as much as you can. Now, coordinating the timing of retirement with your partner has some interesting aspects to it as well. You know, it's fun to think of retiring together and then immediately embarking on your elaborate travel plans. But if one of you continues to work even just for a little while, you can both benefit from the employer's benefit package. And just think of the medical coverage alone may have a significant impact. Also, consolidate your financial accounts. It's a very good idea because it's easier to keep track of your investment income, and especially if your accounts are all over the place in a lot of places, that becomes very confusing, and it simplifies your record keeping for easier cash flow tracking. So you want to get that kind of all into one place if you can. Now, another vital move that you should consider when you retire or you're getting ready to retire has to do with your investment portfolio. You want to start reducing risk as you approach your retirement date. We start reducing risk up to 2 years prior to the target date because we want to make sure that your portfolio doesn't decline steeply right when you begin to take income. Making a mistake at this juncture of having a portfolio that goes down deeply right when you're ready to take income can have a negative impact on your wealth for the rest of your life. So you want to be particularly sensitive to this issue at this time. And also, think of your savings as having two distinct stages. First, there's the accumulation stage, and then there's the distribution stage. Needless to say, each stage has its own set of goals and strategies. Again, working with an investment advisor and planner can help you navigate these tricky waters. You also want to eliminate high interest debt because that can quickly eat away at your retirement budget. Credit card debt can carry interest rates of up to 20%. Also, you want to get rid of any student loan debt because it never goes away, and the government can actually choose to withhold your Social Security benefits if you have outstanding student loans. So that's important. Now, look into long-term care insurance. Now, it's not cheap and it's not for everyone, but it's worth a good, hard look to see if it fits within your budget. But maybe you've even saved enough that you can self-fund your need for long-term care. Also, know how your income affects your taxes. Look at your future taxes. For example, Social Security payments can be taxable at certain income levels. It's important that you work this into your calculations. Review your family financial obligations too. This is important. You know, there's an emotional drive to help loved ones financially, but doing so can erode a nest egg. Helping out family and friends is great, but don't do it at the expense of your retirement savings. Outliving your resources is a real risk. So even if you think you have the cash available, remember that your children and your grandchildren will have a longer time to accumulate the money that they will need. In this case, think of yourself first. You know, if you're helping them and you run out of money, they will too. So there you have it, some good advice from other advisors and some from myself learned from 35 years as an investment professional.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.